When it landed under our streetlight. Started walking around in a circle, sort of dazed, you know? What do you suppose it is?
Well, it isn't a canary.
You know, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw him there in the street. You just don't see birds like this flying around.
No.
Anyway, he was just standing there, you know, and Hogan's Tomcat was sneaking up on him and was just about ready to spring, and I got there first and grabbed him up. Oh, and look at this. He's finger trained. Look at that. You want to try it, Mom?
Well.
Here. Here. Well, I'm late at Lori's. I got to comb my hair again.
Jeff, dear, I have some sewing to do. Would you hold this for me, please?
What's this?
A bird.
Where'd he come from? Who's he belong to?
Dear, isn't it nice when your children reach the age where they want to share everything with you? Excuse me.
Jeff! Come down here.
Oh, just beautiful. What do you suppose it is?
I don't know. Got a beak sort of like a parrot's.
In the disposition of a molting eagle.
Hello, sweetie. What's your name? Oh, brother, I think it's a crow that fell in a paint bucket here.
Don't give him to me. I gotta go over to Lori's.
Yeah, what are you gonna do with the bird?
You wanna hold him?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Positive. Jeff, I suggest that you put him in a cage.
Don't have a cage.
Well, make one.
Dad, Lori's waiting. I'm late already.
Hold it. Lori can wait until you've taken care of your bird.
My bird?
Your bird. You brought him in. He's your responsibility.
Oh, Friday night. The only Friday night of the week.
I don't care what night it is. You can't leave this vulture walking around the house. Now, I want you to make him a cage, give him some food and water, and then you can go to your party.
Boy, this is a reward I get for saving your life. You know, if it hadn't been for me, he'd just be a smile on a tomcat's face. Quiet. Ready? What are you doing? You're supposed to be over at Lori's. Everybody's waiting for you. Oh, I got stuck. I gotta build a bird cage.
Huh?
A bird cage, stupid. You know what a bird cage is?
For what?
What do you usually put in a bird cage?
A bird?
Boy, now you're thinking.
Hey, what's that thing for?
It's a dress form. Used to belong to my grandmother, but she doesn't want it anymore.
You're gonna make a birdcage out of that?
Do you have any better suggestions?
It's your grandmother.
There you are.
One bird.
Fed, watered, and farewell.
Oh, no. Oh, not in the living room.
Oh, brother.
Wait a minute. There's something strangely familiar about that. What'd you make it out of?
Oh, just stuff. I better take him upstairs.
Incidentally, Jeff, there was nothing about a bird in the lost and found columns. Of course, he could have flown for miles.
Yeah. Ooh, I just had a horrible thought.
What?
What if nobody claims him?
Then he's all yours.
This is what I get for being a good Samaritan. Nursemaid to a croaking feather duster.
Oh, Jeff, you're finished. That looks wonderful.
Yeah.
What have you done to my mother?
Jeff. Don't just sit there sleeping. Look in the paper and see if you can find an ad for a lost bird that squawks all night.
Okay. Well, you know, yes.
Well, look under night owls, screech owls, whooping cranes.
Oh, what a miserable night.
Jeff, why didn't you put a cover on the cage?
I covered it with everything but the mattress.
He squawked every hour on the hour. I think you have a cross between a cuckoo and a rooster.
Thank you, Mr. Audubon.
Well, gee, don't everybody jump on me. Wait, last night I was a hero because I saved a bird's life. This morning I'm a bum.
Well, now, we don't feel exactly that way about it. Just tonight, put him in the garage, huh?
Preferably somebody else's garage.
Any luck?
No. I don't think anybody wants him. Ooh, I just had a real horrible thought. What if the owner let him out to get rid of him?
That is a real horrible thought.
Do you mind if I toss in an idea? It may not be a very good one because I'm not completely awake yet, but why don't you put an ad in the paper? And I'll pay for the ad.
Hey, no, that's a good idea. One ad number. Oh, here it is. No, it won't work. I can't put an ad in the paper. I can't just say I found a silly-looking bird.
Look in the encyclopedia.
Why don't you call your baseball coach? What's his name?
Oh, Herb Nicholson? Hey, that's a great idea. He's a bird watcher. Let's see, Nicholson. That'd be under C for coach.
Good morning, Captain Kidd.
Herb Nicholson here.
Mr. Nicholson, this is Jeff Stone. Hey, listen, I found a funny-looking bird out in front of our house last night, and I wonder if you could tell me what it is.
Well, I'll try, Jeff. What does it look like?
Well, he's about a foot long, and that's including the tail feathers, and he's got this funny-looking yellow fuzz on the top of his head.
Oh, that could be a recurved yellow crest.
It could? What does that mean?
Well, you might have a very valuable bird.
You're kidding.
Does it have pink on its cheeks?
Yeah, I think it does. Is that good?
Sure it is. You might have a very valuable bird.
Really? How valuable?
Well, does the pink continue down into the breast?
Yeah, I think it has. Oh, just a second, I'll go get him. Be right back.
Sounds like something's cooking in Birdland.
I guess it's logical for a man to be a baseball player and a bird watcher, especially if he's a fielder. I mean, they're always looking up. Watching for the ball.
Hey, Despacio. Hey, Despacio. Come on. Hello, Mr. Nicholson?
Yes, Jeff.
I got him right here. Yeah, and you know, he's got that pink on his cheeks and sort of on the front of him, too. And he's got that yellow thing on the top of his head you were talking about.
Huh? And is he a slate gray on the back?
Yeah.
What about the feet?
Yeah, he's got feet.
I mean, are they large or small?
Well, they look kind of small to me.
Jeff, you know what I think? I think you found a rose-breasted cockatoo.
A rose-breasted cockatoo? Hey, a rose-breasted cockatoo.
Jeff, one thing more. Can he talk?
Well, he's just learning. How much do you think he's worth?
Listen, Jeff. I have a great sulfur-crested cockatoo sitting right here beside me. We ought to get our two birds together at... Oh, that's right, I forgot.
That bird doesn't belong to you, does it?
Yeah. How valuable?
A rose-breasted cockatoo? Oh, I'd say, $200 to $400.
$400? Well, hold the phone. No, that's okay. Hold, I'll call you back, okay? Yeah, bye-bye. I'm rich.
That little bird is worth $400? Hey, come here. Say something. Say hello. Say anything.
I'm rich.
Jeff?
Boy, was that my lucky day when I picked him off the street.
Jeff, don't you think you're jumping to conclusions?
I do.
What do you mean? He's a valuable bird. Anybody can see that.
2 minutes ago, you were ready to give him away. So, before you buy your yacht, let's get another opinion. Hmm?
Like who?
Like Marge Bentley down at the pet shop.
Now, this is a lovely little pair of happy mannequins. Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bentley. Yeah, this is Jeff Stone.
Oh, hello, Jeff. Well, yes. From your description, it certainly does sound as if you have a rose-breasted cockatoo.
She says it's a cockatoo, too. How much would you say it's worth?
Don't let him go on a world cruise. I may want to borrow some money from him.
How much is he worth? Well, does he talk, Jeff?
Well, he's just sort of learning. Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Well, if he's in good condition.
Oh, he's in good condition, all right. Fine feathers. How much would you say he's worth?
Well, if he's all you say he is, well, he could be anywhere from $300 to $500.
$500?
Wow.
Excuse me, Jeff. I have a customer waiting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to take so much of your time. Bye, Ms. Bentley.
Bye-bye. Now.
$500. Oh, what am I going to do with all the money?
Jeff.
Well, I wonder what Lori'd like. Diamonds or Mickey earmuffs?
Jeff, how about the ad in the paper?
The one ad? Well, Mom, if he's such a valuable bird, it's up to the owner to put up the money for the ad to get him back. I mean, why should Dad spend his hard-earned money on an ad, right?
Whatever you think is right.
Yeah, well, whatever I think is... Boy, what a sneaky way to say no. I wish you'd quit using that psychology on me. Just come right out and say it.
All right. Put the ad in the paper.
One day?
1 week.
Okay, but then he's mine.
Hello there. Hello.
Mom, he's talking. Maybe we ought to forget to call, huh? Well, Mom, if he's talking, that means he really is worth $500, and if I place the ad, I might lose him.
All right, don't put the ad in the paper.
Oh, great.
Whatever you think is right.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
No.
Hello, lost and found. I'd like to place an ad. Yeah, it's about a bird.
A gold cage? Oh, don't tell me I know what happened. You made another phone call and found out that this bird is extinct.
No, it just shows him off a little more, that's all. Well, I bought it off Smitty for a measly $2.
You know, there's an old saying, $2 in the hand is worth $500 in the bush. Or something.
Well, it's just one more day, and then the bird's all... mine.
Honey, don't act like you've been shot every time the phone rings.
Well, maybe it's just the wrong number. There's a lot of them around these days.
Hello? Oh, just a moment, please. Jay Bird Lover Morgan, it's for you.
Okay.
Hurry up, Jeff. It's your feathered friend, Mr. Nicholson.
Oh, maybe he's got a buyer. Well? Yeah, he's still here. Well, sure, you can come over. It's okay. Yeah, he's talking now, too. Oh, sometimes. Okay, I'll see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom, Mr. Nicholson's coming over to see my bird. It's okay, isn't it?
Oh, why don't you check with him or her? Okay?
Okay.
Oh, that's a $600 bird at least. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
A little old moneymaker, you.
Nope. Oh. Hey, Mary? Mary, how's it look, huh? How's it look?
What do you mean, how does it look?
Well, I wanted to make a good first impression when Mr. Nicholson gets here. You think I should put him there on the table?
As far as I'm concerned, you can put him on your head.
Oh, you're a big help.
And you are mercenary. You're money mad. Jeff, you didn't care a thing for that bird when he was just a plain bird. But now that you think you can turn him into cash, nothing is too good for him. Well, it would serve you right if somebody answered your ad. There it is. Sir, are you the party who found a top-knotted, pink-cheeked, what's it, worth $400? Ha-ha, well, I'm the owner.
Where do you get lost? Hi, Mr. Nicholson, come on in.
Hi, Jeff.
I got the bird right over here. He really has been talking to Blue Street, come on. Mary, this is Mr. Nicholson. Mr. Nicholson, my sister, Mary.
How do you do? It's very nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Jeff tells me you're the new baseball coach at the high school.
Well, it's sort of a tryout.
Yeah, the bird's over here.
Yeah.
I'm sure you like it at Hilldale High.
Oh, I like it fine enough. It's a question whether they're going to like me or not.
the bird?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they will. You know, I went there 4 years.
Mary, will you disappear? Mr. Nicholson, come on with us.
Yeah. I'm sort of an amateur ornithologist.
Well, you are? Well, isn't that interesting? Do you know, I just adore birds.
Really?
You do? Really? Well, why don't you make like one? Go south.
Mr. Nicholson, the bird.
Yeah.
You know, he really has been talking a blue streak. He's such a neat bird. Yeah, have a seat. Well, here he is. What do you think?
He's a real nice bird.
Well, you'll have to meet Mr. Fellows. He's the athletic director at the college. I think he played professional baseball.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What team was he on?
Oh, well, I don't know. Some kind of Sox, white or red. I'm not sure.
Mary, do you mind?
I'm sorry. Please go right ahead.
So you think this is a rose-breasted cockatoo, hmm?
Thought so, Jeff, when you described him on the phone. But this is the other one.
What other one? You mean he's not a cockatoo?
Nope. This is a cockatiel.
A cockatiel?
Uh-huh.
Well, are they worth anything?
They make real nice pets. And they'll talk, and they're real nice birds.
Yeah, but how much are they worth?
You mean if you wanted to sell it?
Oh, well, you know, in case I ever thought of how much.
Well, there's a lot of them around. I'd say you could get $5.
$5?
But who'd want to sell them?
I wonder.
Yeah, who'd want to sell him?
Oh, hi, dear. You're home early.
Hey, Ellen, farewell.
Farewell where?
Somebody's waiting outside. Oh, gee, I forgot to comb my hair. Excuse me.
Whew. The resiliency of youth. Who'd think that 2 days ago he lost a fortune just like that? Now he's forgotten all about it.
Hasn't he, though?
Beep, beep.
Hold it.
Well, Dad, somebody's waiting.
He can wait a little longer.
I was going up anyway, dear.
What's that?
Bird seed, remember? And birds, like the one you have upstairs, eat it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mom, since you're going...
Hold on. Your mother's not the bird feeder. Remember when he was your prize package, you were popping seeds into his mouth 3 times a day and getting up for his 2 o'clock feeding?
Well, but Dad, Smitty... Can wait.
Masterful. Glad you came home early, dear. Jeff, where's the bird?
I don't know.
Was he here when you came up before?
I didn't notice. I wonder where he went.
Gee, you wouldn't think a bird could open a cage door. Well, he never did it before.
Well, they're dependent creatures, Jeff. If he didn't have any food, he'd try to get out to get some.
Or be some.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, my name is Larry. I read the ad in the paper about the lost bird.
Oh, glad to know you, Larry. Jeff, it's for you.
Coming.
Come in. You'll have to talk to my son, Jeff, about that. He's in charge of the lost bird department. Sit down.
Hi.
There he is.
Hi, my name's Larry. I read your ad in the paper about the lost bird.
Oh, yeah, hello.
I lost a cockatiel. The only ad in the paper was this one about a cockatoo. Some people are kind of stupid about birds. Don't know a cockatoo from a cockatiel.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, it was a pretty stupid bird. Couldn't talk to nothing, but I sure miss him. The bird you found wasn't a cockatiel, was it?
Well, there was a bird around here that sort of looked like a cockatiel.
Yeah? Was he stupid? I mean, he didn't talk to nothing. He must be mine.
Well, like I said, there was a bird that sort of answered that description.
Yeah? Where is he?
Well, maybe I can round him up. Why don't you come back in a couple hours?
I sure will. I'll be back in exactly 2 hours. And, mister, thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, Larry.
Mom, can you tell Smitty you better go on?
I'll tell him.
Thanks.
Well, Jeff?
Want me to get it?
No, I'll get it.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, Uncle. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Oh. There you go. He's all yours.
Gee, thanks again, mister. Come on, stupid. Let's go home.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You don't want to lose him again on the way home. Why don't you put him in this?
Don't you need it?
No, you can have it. It's just something I slapped together.
You really built this and I can have it?
Sure.
Thanks. Oh, mister, my dad said he'd give you this $5. It's a reward.
No, that's okay. You keep it.
You sure?
Sure. Invest it in birdseed.
Well, thanks again.
Goodbye.
Gee.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.